Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
In the air, center field, Rojas going back near the wall. The ball's gone! Cooper Hummel! 1-0 Astros! Breaks the pitcher's duel here in the eighth.
How about it, Cooper Hummel? Got that oppo-type juice going the other way.
Todd Kalas, Jeff Blum on the call, Space City Home Network. You could hear it in Kalas's voice, Seth. Like, that thing kind of just kept going and going. Like, off the bat, I mean, it was opposite field, so inherently off the bat, it looks, you know, it doesn't look like your typical moonshot. But I don't think Kalas off the bat expected that thing to go out. And then, to everybody's pleasant surprise, it went out, and the Astros win 1-0 last night.
Yeah, that's sort of the, maybe that might be the biggest thing, that the difference between watching in person and watching on television is on some of those balls like that. You just have no idea. You're taking all your cues from the commentators and everything as a viewer, but you really have no idea. You can't see where the outfielders are set up initially and all that. But yeah, Cooper Hummel came up huge. This is one win down of I'm trying not to be overly ambitious here, Sean. I don't need to sweep the Phillies or anything like that, but if you just win this first series as you face the stretch of series where you've got the Dodgers, you've got the Guardians, like it thickens up here over the next few weeks. This very scrappy bunch of do-gooders just keeps doing all the scrappy do-gooding stuff.
Yeah, the Cubs later this week. That's the two series this week at home, the Phillies and the Cubs.
Yeah.
I mean, if they win both those series, you're laughing. I mean, that's a good week. If you take 4 out of 6 from the Phillies and Cubs, that is a massive win this week.
Like I said, I'm not trying to be overly ambitious. Yeah. All I'm asking for is for Kyle Tucker to go 0-for in the series.
Yes.
And for Cam Smith and Paredes to hit, I don't know, is it 3 or 4 games? How many games?
Three-game series with the Cubs.
3 games, yeah. Okay. I'd say 9 home runs
between the two of them. Okay, yeah. Okay, I like that.
Oh, that would be the best thing in the history of the world.
If there was a difference in the performance of the two, that would be fun, you know, coming in on Monday after something like that, for sure. Here was Joe Espada, speaking of Cooper Hummel, and Mauricio Dubon's been great of late, too, and he was flashing some leather last night. Here was Joe Espada on the contributions that the team is getting from some of the lower end of the order guys.
Yeah, I feel it's like it's the next man up mentality. It's like everyone finding a way to help win games, man. That's good. Teams do that, and we need that. It's contagious. Those guys in there, they want to be in the game. They look at me like, when am I going to get my spot so I can try to, you know, I could do something to help and contribute. And I love that about this team.
Yeah, top to bottom. It's been this way all year. Like the back end of the order, like 6 through 9. Has been the catalyst for, I mean, last night was a 1-0 win, so it's not like they were knocking the ball all around the yard, but the one run they got was from a guy who wasn't even on the team a week ago, you know, in a 1-0 win.
I mean, the team right now, I try to gauge it emotionally by, like, if they get brought up in trade discussions or potential trade discussions, just as people are spitballing at this time of year about who might get traded. Chandler Rome in his Q&A, it's a really good Q&A on at The Athletic. He had answered a bunch of questions, but he was just kind of openly discussing the potential trade targets. And he said, you know, Dubon and Myers are potential trade pieces, but he's very doubtful of it. But even seeing their name in print, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You look at the scrappy do-gooders and their ability to win right now, Mauricio Dubon especially, and then Jake Myers, just because, boy, if you're looking at it calm, cool, and collectively, if you're the Astros, you look at Jake Myers, he's playing the best he ever has. Yeah. He's got 2 years of control left. That might be an enticing trade piece that some other team out there might overpay based on his career experience.
Yeah.
But I think the Astros might look at the actual changes that Jake Myers made in his approach this year. And then also the fact that he was struggling to come back from a shoulder injury for a couple seasons. And I think they might value him higher than any other team out there. They might really genuinely believe in this version of Jake Myers.
You know, I've not been a huge Jake Myers guy. So me
because
saying
you hate purity and innocence.
Let me finish. Me saying what I'm about to say is significant here.
Yeah, I just wanted to establish that you hate him because he looks innocent and pure, just like you, Mauricio Dubon.
Thank you for the preface. I don't get cute, Astros. If that's the case, if Jake's name is coming up in things. It has taken them 5 years to get center field straightened out since George Springer left. I know Chaz had his period of time there where he was doing some good things a couple of years ago. Jake looks like he's going to be, at the very least, a solid overall average center fielder, which is a massive step up from where he had been. So don't get cute. You finally got, to a degree, you've got center field figured out enough. Go figure out the other problems that you've got going on right now.
Well, regardless, so he's brilliant as an actual fielder in center field.
Yes.
And regardless of how you feel about him and what his upside is, he's been about a little bit below average at the plate over the course of the last three seasons.
Yes.
So it's like that part of it, just with some more consistency, you see how valuable he is. Yeah, the fact that when Chaz McCormick's name is brought up as a potential trade piece, I'm kind of like, oh, yeah.
You forget he's even on
Chaz
the team.
McCormick.
Yeah,
the difference between those two over the last couple of years has been huge.
Yeah, Sean Dubin is going to the 15-day IL with a forearm strain. Now, Matt Kawahara of the Chronicle tweeted that Dubin doesn't think it's a major deal or anything like that. He hopes to be back in the second half of the season at some point. I don't know. Any forearm strain with the Astros, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
That's a tough thing. When the player himself says it, Sean Dubin, I think, is being honest. I don't think it's like the organization where they're trying to withhold information.
I agree.
But sometimes with these injuries, they don't actually hurt all that much, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen guys tear their ACL that thought they were just fine afterwards.
Right,
you just flat out don't know until you get all the reports back.
Fingers crossed, because Dubin's been good this year. You know, he's really come into his own as a middle reliever. Spencer Arrighetti reported to Florida to start building back to getting into games. Luis Garcia threw a live BP yesterday, Seth. That's good to see. 20 pitches. And here we go. Get celebration queued up there, Colin. Yordan Alvarez on Sunday. How did this news stay secret? Yordan Alvarez, Seth, hit off a tee. He's basically a six-year-old right now.
And he was scheduled to be in the batting cage yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't see any updates on that or not.
But I'm
assuming
either.
There's no setbacks or discomfort.
Yeah.
Or it turns out, oh, wait, he's actually, the hand is 69% healed. We have to wait another percentage point.
I was going to say, he must be at least 83% healed.
Yes.
If he's swinging a bat and getting into the cage now.
They've gone from being wrong in that he was 100% not injured to, oh, no, he was 0% healed.
Yeah.
To where now they can say, oh, no, he's actually 72%.
Yeah, he's in the 70s and 80s somewhere. So there's your injury updates for the Astros.
So hitting off a tee. Yeah. Next up is the little league pitcher.
Coach pitch.
About 10 feet from him.
Yeah.
And if Yordan can't hit it on the first few, then he gets to go back to the tee.
Right,
so we'll see how
that goes. That's how that goes. Those are the rules.
Imagine being a little league coach lining up 10 feet away from Yordan.
Jeez.
And trying to throw the ball softly.
I can't imagine being a human lined up 60 feet away from Yordan.
Yeah.
So he'll
Some of those ones that got hit at Ranger Suarez last night.
I know.
Yeah. There were reminders. Yeah. I don't want to be a major league pitcher ever. My wildest fantasies. Do I want to go back and be a major league pitcher?
He was like an NHL goalie out there. Hey, congrats to the Watt family. JJ Watt, his wife Kalia, they had their second baby back on June 14th. But they
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Announced it on social media yesterday. That's the official birthday that society is giving to Nico Benjamin Watt is June 24th, because that's when it got announced on social media.
That's when they put it on the celebrity baby birth certificate.
That's right. June 14th, 2025. It looks like everybody is healthy and happy, and their older son, Koa, a nice picture of him, giving his new baby brother a smooch on the forehead. So the two bros are getting along right now. It's great to see. So congrats. That's great. Two boys. That is good. Two boys that will have NIL deals, I would say, within the next 5 or 6 years. When does
Koa? How big's Koa? Can you see? Is he big for his age?
I've heard JJ talk about it. He's apparently massive for his age.
whose kid was Tony Baselli's first kid?
Yeah.
Because Tony's a big human being. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like JJ. He's even larger when you meet him in person than you realize. And his son was like, the first time I met him, I thought he might be just have some challenges or difficulties because he was like 2 years old, but he was the size of a 6 year old.
Yeah.
But he's walking like a 2 year old.
Yeah.
And my first thought was like, oh, I wonder what's going on. Like, I know he's perfectly healthy and capable.
This poor
and everything.
First
yeah.
grader he's is just moving. Yeah, yeah. Why is that big, huh?
Yeah, he was monstrous.
How old is he now?
He played at Florida State, I think.
Did he? So okay.
He's graduated already. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, so yeah, so congrats to the Watts. Nico Benjamin Watt is the newest member of the family. All right, up next, into the 7 o'clock hour we go. What was our beef with each of the big acquisitions the Rockets have made? We'd spent a lot of time this week comparing the Kevin Durant trade to the acquisitions of Dwight Howard, Chris Paul, and Russell Westbrook, all of whom we had beef with before they became Rockets. We had beef with Durant too. How quick did we put aside the beefs with these guys? And is Kevin Durant's situation similar or different than all three of them? We'll dig into that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.